rolling with the running game.
There it goes.
You said yesterday you're healthy. You had kind of left that open Sunday night, it seemed like. What's the story?
I'm fine.
This is the worst four-game stretch in terms of yards for Gary in your career.
What is it right now?
You've had under two. You've had under four the first four
2.7.
games. 2.7. It's 2.7. You've had under four the first four games. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I mean, just not getting it done. I don't know what else to tell you.
When you watch the film, what do you see?
I mean, every game has been different. This last game, you know, there wasn't as much guys in the box. From time to time, they brought the safety down, but not really as much. Played a lot of base to us, but that was it. We just didn't get it done.
Rams have allowed a guy to go over 100 yards in all three of their games. So when you look at their defense, like maybe this is the week where you can get it going a little bit.
I guess we'll find out. I got my boy Lane back, you know, and we moved Todd back to his original position. So we'll find out. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it works out.
How big is that, having Lane back, having Todd back as our more normal-looking line that you're using?
I mean, that definitely helps. I'm so used to them guys, and I know how well they block. I mean, last year I had the whole entire line healthy, you know, for 16 games. So, and they did tremendous, you know. So hopefully everything will work out. I mean, I'd love to sit up here and just tell you exactly what's going on, but the truth of the matter is we're not getting it done. You know, so whatever it is, that's what it is. And just gotta keep working.
How frustrating is it for you who you came in here losing all that weight and said you just had such a great season. Like, how frustrating is it for you right now to be in this spot knowing you want to do so much more?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. Just knowing what type of player you are and you want to put the numbers up. And other parts is like if teams do come in to try to stop you, and they're successful with it, that's another frustrating moment. But then again, I mean, I know who I am. You know, I'm still confident. I know what I could do. So it doesn't really bother me that much. You know, we're winning games. We're 3-1. I mean, at times it can be frustrating, but at the end of the day, I know who I am. You know, so that stuff can only go so far to be as frustrating.
So you were talking about Victor Poisson a couple weeks ago, offense. Can the team continue to win a majority of the games without a good running game?
I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to find out. I mean, we won games when the running game wasn't going so well. Different playmakers around the ball with Sproles and Macklin and the different matchups with Ertz. So I'm not sure. That's something I have to play, and then we'll find out. But I mean, I don't want that to be the factor. Let's hope to get the running game going.
You only had 10 carries last week, but you knew the running game wasn't. They were throwing guys in the box. Are you okay in the situation where, you know, you only get that carry because you know they're just stopping you from running it?
I mean, it's not too much I can do. Like, I think a lot of it has to do with just how the game went. You know, the first drive, we kind of stopped them. Then they got the safety or the touchback. And then the defense came back out. And we didn't have the ball. Then we scored on special teams. And then the plays that we did run the ball, it didn't work out. So a lot of it has to do with the game, how it's going. And just another part is just the way they're playing us and the things that we're not doing on offense, running the ball-wise.
In the preseason, both you and Chip had said one thing this year was less negative plays, being happy with 2nd and 9 as opposed to 2nd and 14. When you watch the film, are you seeing that? Are you going to accept those short gains?
Well, I mean, I have lately. I mean, just sometimes it's all you can get. You know, I think the plays that we were referring to is when maybe there is a 1-2 yard game, but I try to make something out of it. You know, and I think lately it's not the same. It's not the same type of situation. Like, there is more options. You know, I've tried to make more. I think lately it's just been what it is. I mean, not the big chunk of yards that I'm used to or the big open space that I'm used to. So I think more of that's what me and Chip was really referring to.
What's it been like to be like you this week? You know, people are talking on the radio, speculating about why this isn't happening and why that isn't happening. And, you know, is it
Is it hard?
Was what hard? What were you trying to say it one more time? I'm sorry.
What's it like to be you this week with everybody speculating about what's wrong?
I just told you, I'm confident in my game. I mean, I know who I am. The teams that we play, they know what type of player I am. So I don't, that doesn't bother me. I can't answer the reason why we can't get the running game going. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to fight that battle. It is what it is. You know, hopefully it changes. I still prepare the same way. And that doesn't bother me at all. I'll act the same way I would if, you know, last year. It's no difference to me.
When you play the screen game, the first two games, the screen game was pretty effective. The last two games kind of tailed off a little bit. Is there a reason to do that?
I mean, the defense kind of sniffed it out a little bit. But we got some different things this week lined up. The alignments are different. Showing a difference, a defense, a different look. Out of different formations, though. So it should go well. I mean, they study too, man. They do their work in certain situations in the game, the down the distance, you're kind of aware of the screens, you know. But we got different screens. So when not just to the back, but you've seen the quick screens we have out to the sides, those are all screens also, you know.
Are there wrinkles or things the coaches can do schematically to get the run game going now, or is it more just, you know, running the same plays and blocking them up better?
Yeah, I'm sure. We have some different plays that we're working on this week. You know, but a lot of it is just executing. You know, executing, getting the guys that we want on each other, you know, and get the backs on one-on-one matchups where we work best at. You know, so that's the simple I can get simplified for you.
When you watch the film, break down the film, is it one thing that's not going right that
can get fixed? Listen. I'm not going to keep answering the same questions. You keep asking about the run game. He just asked the same thing about tape, watching tape. I just told you. I'm not going to keep talking about it.
LeSean, Brandon's sitting right over there, but how good has Jeremy Maclin been coming off the knee surgery that he had last season?
I'm not really surprised. I think everybody was questioning, you know, would Maclin be the same guy or how would he do by being the number one receiver and come off the injury? He looks good. He looks explosive. There's times when he's even more open than what you guys see. And he's playing well. I think another thing about Mac is for so long, Mac has been productive in a scheme that wasn't really meant for him to be productive as much. He's a hell of a player. That's why we drafted him so high. And he's continued to have success. I'm not surprised at all.
You're wearing the pink cleats in honor of breast cancer awareness. Yeah. I'm not sure. Has it touched you personally?
Yeah. Well, I do a big thing with ALS, you know, but just I think also with breast cancer, I have people in my family and close friends of mine that had that fight with breast cancer. So I think it's cool to make people more aware. I think the NFL and different kind of sports franchises, they do a great job of this plan at, and kind of letting people be more aware. This was the small thing with the ice bucket challenge, how fast that picked up, and everybody's more aware. And I think if you never knew about ALS, you kind of do. Same thing with breast cancer. I think it was something big, and then once you see the pink towels and the pink cleats, and then you're asking, why are they wearing pink? And then just be more aware. So, yeah, I like it.
Wear them Sunday?